Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and psychic medium, Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony G. I'll be doing this show today as I do every Monday at noon for 30 minutes. I take callers and answer their questions or help them connect with loved ones on the other side. So here are the rules, if you will. When I call out your area code, just tell me where you're from and your first name. And then I ask a question or have a connection because my phone lines are always so very, very full. I ask that we limit it to one question or one connection. And I'll do the best I can for you during the time that we have together. If you have a lot of questions or, you know, want to connect with a lot of loved ones or a combination of it, please let me know. You can book, not please let me know, you can book a private session where I can go through and answer all of your questions and help you connect with those on the other side that you want to connect with. However, on the show, it is just one question or one connection. So let's get started here. We're going to go to the first caller, 856. Hello, 856. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Tony? This is Laura.
Okay, Laura, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
So I'm looking for a job or a contract, you know, or permanent, either one. And I had a phone interview last Wednesday with somebody by the name of Kim, and she said she was actually the hiring manager for the job. And I was wondering if you see me getting that job. How are you picking up how it went with her, or is there something else coming?
It went well with her. I'm going to tell you, here's what I'd like to say. They're saying, they're saying is there's something else coming in also, and you're really going to enjoy the something else coming in. Are you working with someone that is like a recruiter or something like that?
So I have some job applications out with recruiters, but I haven't heard back from anybody yet.
Okay. I feel like one of the recruiters is going to be getting back to you this week. I feel like they're going to have something pretty good to put on the table for you. I do feel like you should keep looking. Even if you get this position, you should still keep looking. It's not that it's a bad position. There's just something about it that won't sit right with you. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that would be fine. And then you said this week, is that a contract or is that a full-time perm?
I hear full-time, but we'll have to wait and see, won't we? I hear full-time, but we'll have to wait and see.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the reading.
You're so welcome. Now, let me do this for you, everybody listening and everybody re-listening to the show. Throughout the show, I'm going to be doing clearings. And during these clearings, we will, it'll work for everybody listening, re-listening, everybody, excuse me, on the line. So right now, I want to make sure that you and anybody else gets the right employment opportunity. So let's go with the right employment opportunity is coming to you. And I get a no on that. So let's clear that. And then as we clear that, you might feel some pressure or some movement of back and forth. You might feel like something's being pulled out or your body is moving in certain ways. It usually hits me in the breath where I kind of get like for a second, like, ooh, it's a little bit more difficult to breathe. But we want to make sure that it's, you know, everybody's so like, I just need a job. I just need a job. And then we just get a job and we're not getting that job that's going to be somewhat fulfilling or that job that's going to really be a good fit. And then we're back in the same situation again. So let's clear this. This will continue to clear as the day goes on. And if you feel like you need to re-listen to this and get this clearing again, by all means do. And in past shows, I've done a lot of clearing with wealth and money, abundance, love. And I'm just going to say, I have a feeling I'm going to be doing another love clearing today. So please stay on the line. Even if I don't get to your call, you still will be receiving the clearings. Thank you so much for calling in. And I do feel like whatever you hear this week is going to be good. And I feel like it's going to lead you in the right direction, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. I'm going to go to the next caller, and that is 334. Hello, 334. How are you today?
Hey, Tony. I'm fine. This is Kiki Adiyesekura.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and I haven't talked to you in a while, so I was calling to see if everything's still in alignment with the meeting someone to start anew.
Yeah, you know what, Kiki, I hear yes, but I'm gonna strengthen that. See, I just said the next clearing is gonna be a love clearing, and then Kiki gets on the line, and here we go. You know, Kiki, I sense some fear with you. Is there some fear in a committed relationship? I'm just getting that although you want this, and sometimes the fear isn't I'm afraid to be with someone. The fear can be I don't want to go what I've gone through before, and how can I trust these people, right?
Yeah,
so okay, so for everybody who has ever been in a relationship, this one is going out to you because we all, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you date men or women, we've all had a situation, let's call it. And some of us have had more than one situation. So there's fear with relationship, and I get a yes. So let's clear that. And that leaves it blanket enough. Ooh, that leaves it blanket enough to cover all different fears. I'm not going to get super specific on that. I'm just going to say let's clear the fear with relationship now, because we have had many or at least one relationship with many things happen. You might need to re-listen to this, and you might need to keep doing this clearing again and again. And listening to this and doing the clearing while over the podcast, whatever we want to call this, is just as effective and powerful. I know people have commented to me and emailed me and let me know. They just listen to my shows and they just keep doing the clearings and they're a new person now. So I want everybody to know that. I want you to know the timing is the alignment and the timing are still on. Now we have to give or take a little bit of time. It can be a little before or a little after. But I am going to tell you, this is still going to happen. This is still going to happen, and I still see the same guy, and I feel like you're going to have a really good connection with this person. And I'm going to really encourage you to keep listening to this and sending it out to your future partner also. And you can do that because it's the angels, and they'll do that work for us. So as you start and listen to this clearing on fear of relationship, I want you to say, angels, for me and my partner, my future partner, and let that work start working. Okay, love?
Yes, ma'am. Do you see, so was the time, did you say August? I can't remember. Was it August? No, September.
You know, it's funny. You know what? I think it was August because I heard a couple minutes ago, I heard about a month. So we're almost into July now. So that would be right around that August time. So I did hear when I was talking earlier, I heard a month. So that puts us right at the end of July, beginning of August. And again, keep that time frame open, and I want you to do as many of these clearings as you can in between,
okay?
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. I want to add one thing. I don't know if I said this before, but I'm hearing something. I don't know if it pertains to your relationship, Kiki, or to you, but pay attention. And so when I say this word, we're going to jump to the traditional meaning of it. So I hear the word coach. So we can think if we're a girl, coach bag, or I don't think it's that. Or we can think a coach like a baseball or a football coach. But we have to also remember people have our coach in their careers, like there's coaches, they have like a financial coaches and life coaches and whatever else we want to call them. But for some reason I'm hearing the word coach, and I was hearing it as we were getting ready to kind of let go. I just want you to really pay attention to what comes in with that word. It may have something to do with him. It may have something to do with you. I just want you to pay attention every time you see that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent.
Well, thank you
so much. Thank you so much for calling. You're so welcome. And stay on. I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot more clearings. Okay?
I'm here for it. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go directly to 484. Hello, 484. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tonetta calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, Tonetta. How are you today?
I'm good. My question is, I had a bit of a falling out with a friend, Desiree. I would like to know when you see her reaching out. I've tried to text a couple times, and she's not really responding, but I do feel and sense that she is going to need my help and assistance sooner than later. So when do you sense her reaching out?
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. And we're going to do a clearing on this, but here's what I'm getting. For right now, let peace come over this.
Right.
Sometimes we need to fix things and we can't. And you want her to reach
right.
back out to you because of the friendship, not because she needs you. Because that dynamic
right.
is very difficult in a friendship. It's no longer a
mm-hmm.
friendship. It's a and isn't it true the people that we're there to assist and help, they just kind of start, we become their crutch, and they don't really, it's not that they don't care about other things, but the value of the friendship goes down. So I want you to, when you two reconnect in about, it could be a month to a month and a half, she might reach out sooner. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. She might reach out sooner, but it's going to be very stressed, okay? So the real connection, so you may talk before a month to a month and a half, but the friendship
mm-hmm.
will have a new dynamic in a month
Correct.
To a month and a half. Okay, so we're going to do a clearing right now, and I want to make sure
okay.
this clearing is appropriate. So I want to say this friendship is equal and balanced, and I get a no
mm-hmm.
on that. So let's clear
Correct.
That, and not only for you, but for anyone who has friendship dynamics that are one-sided or however
right.
we want to say this. I don't want to make it sound negative because it is what it is. But just making sure that it's equal and balanced and those
right.
dynamics are an ebb and flow.
Right.
Because energy is what we are. Energy is what we
right.
come from. And when we're giving energy and not receiving in return, it really can deplete us, and it can okay, so I have to stop talking about that and tell you. Also, one thing that they're really saying to me is you need to I don't like when I start a sentence saying you need to. It would be amazing if you could understand the value you bring to the table. So for you, everyone listening, everybody re-listening, I'm going to work on self-esteem and self-worth. Oh, that's the golden buzzer right there. That's all I'm saying. So here we go. We have healthy self-esteem, self-worth. No, so let's start clearing that, because without those, we can never accept from others graciously and have that equal dynamic, because we're always overworking things on our end to
mm-hmm.
make sure we're bringing more than enough to the table because we don't feel like
right.
we are enough. I need to re-listen to that line because that was beautiful. So we're clearing
yeah.
these things now, not only for you, I want you to re-listen and because this stuff comes from childhood. Every single thing we are working on with you comes from childhood, and there are layers to it. So listen, re-listen, and listen again.
Ooh, right.
Wow. Yes, there's that big breath. And again, and when you're listening to these and these clearings are happening, it's normal to feel a part of the body that is like not aching, but where they're pulling the energy from, it might feel different. It might feel like it hurts. It might feel like is all different things going on, pressure, breathing. Just listen as much as you can at any given time, and then come back and start again, and it'll be very,
okay.
very amazing. I feel like the potential for the friendship is in about a month. Now, she will reach out to you prior to that, but it will be she probably will reach out to you prior than that, but it will be a little bit stressful. Now, I want to tell you.
What is it?
And
is it stressful? Why is it? Is she in a situation?
Here's the thing. When we have a falling out with someone, the first time
mm-hmm.
we talk to them again, if both people don't understand each other's side, it's stressful because we're afraid to have a conflict again. We're afraid to discuss what the falling
right.
out was about. We don't want
right.
to fight again. So we come to the table nervous and stressed instead of coming to the table with peace. And we
right.
both have our own side of the situation. And we both, if we have a side to a situation, we feel in our mind that this is the right side. And we don't want to be compromised, and the other person doesn't want to be compromised. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you something, sweetie, people can be wrong, and they can know they're wrong, but there's this little thing called ego that happens to be the beast of all beasts that will not let people admit or even look at the other person's side because they're so frail, that they cannot handle possibly that there is another side or situation to this. So when we have a disruption with someone, smoothing that line or just, first of all, jumping back in and acting like it never happened, everybody would love to be able to do that, but that might not be the healthiest thing. We don't have to dig it all up and go through every morsel of it. We just want to understand each other's side. And once we understand each other's side and both people have to do this, there can be reconciliation and there can be people having an amazing conversation and not worrying about how I felt, but worrying about how did this make you feel? And okay, now you need to know how did this make me feel? What were you really thinking? When I said A, B, and C, what did you hear? Because in today's world, when you say something, you know what you mean when you say that. The other person might have a different understanding of what you said because of their dynamics. Right. So getting to that part of it in a way that doesn't cause conflict or more misunderstandings, that's the challenge of the world today. So if you can do that, and I feel like we're doing this clearing now, and I'm going to add in another clearing. We're going to do this now, and this clearing is also for any relationship. It's let's do. I understand the people in my life, and they understand me, and I'm getting a no on that. So we're going to start clearing that. And these clearings today, every clearing I've done so far today for you guys is whoppers. These are whopper clearings. We're working with huge things, self-esteem, self-worth, relationships, understanding each other, and even the love one and the career one. Oh, these are whoppers. These are so big. I'm having trouble catching my breath to talk here. So listen, if you feel a little, whatever you feel after this, just know they're doing some heavy-duty house cleaning now. The angels, the Holy Spirit come in. They start taking this stuff. And even though the stuff might be gone by mid-afternoon or by the time you go to bed tonight, our programming and reprogramming takes a minute to change. And our verbiage takes a minute to change. So it could take up to a month before we see those solid changes. Even though it's pulled out today, some things will be different tomorrow. And then the next day it gets better. And the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the stronger it gets. We just can't fall back on that. We can't have those fearful thoughts anymore. So I want you to keep positive thoughts for this. I want you to let this other person have the time that they need. And because sometimes you need to give the other person time to think about, to get out of their own shite, to get out of their own pile of shite and look at the whole situation. Because when there's a disruption at first, when there's an argument, we sit in our shit and we justify that argument and say why we're okay for having this viewpoint. But then after a couple of days or a week has passed, we can finally go, well, maybe I was out of context. Maybe I was out of this. Maybe I was, and then a good communication can happen. But as long as both people are stuck in their way, and you can't concede just for the relationship, you have to take a breath and understand your side and understand their side. And then they have to do the same if this is in any way going to be healthy. So again, I know that your question wasn't all of this, but this is what they're, this is the dessert tray they're giving you. So with all of these clearings, I really, really am going to say, it would be great if all of this could be cleared in one, and for some, it will be. You might need to listen, especially the self-esteem one and the self-worth one. That can take a couple go-rounds with it before we really have a lot of that cleared out. Because, again, that stuff that starts in childhood, right? It certainly is.
Yes.
So please. Have patience, have faith, and talk with your angels about this, and the answers will come to you. Okay, love?
Thank you.
You are so welcome, and I do want to follow up on this. I would love to hear how the clearings have affected you in about a week to a month, and to know what the results of all of this were, okay?
Okay, I'll keep in touch. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 205. Hi, 205, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. Thank you. I don't have enough time in this show.
Yeah,
but
we have
a little left,
so let's,
I'm enjoying the clearing. And my question is, my daughter lost custody of her children about a month ago. Thank God I was able to step up and get custody of the two boys before the state stepped in and put them in foster care. And so I want to know, when we go back in August for her hearing, will she have done enough to regain custody? And what do you see me going back into the nursing program? Because a lot of this will determine whether I'll start the program, finish up the program in August, start up the program. Yeah.
So will she do enough to regain custody? I'm not getting a solid yes on that. What I'm getting is a no. It's going to be iffy. She has to show, going to be very difficult for her to show what she needs to show. There are steps she needs to take that she might not be capable of taking in this moment. Okay. Is this near the end of August when you go in?
Yes.
I'm hearing that, first of all, part of the reason that this might be a no is because things are going to be pushed back. This might be rescheduled or pushed back, okay? I'm not even sure you're going to make that August date. I do feel like there will be a September date. Now, if by chance you make that August date, they might not give their answer, because I hear you're going to have a better idea in September, okay? So having this date be at the end of August, you might not, either you're not going to end up in court in August, or you're not going to get your answer until September. So as far as the nursing program goes, get in a routine now, make that routine strong, and then you'll be able to do the nursing program. However, if you don't get into that routine and make that routine strong, that is not going to work out for you. They are changing a lot with the educational system. So if you have a very strong routine and you have very, and meaning with the children, you can kind of be the general and they can be the soldiers, or what one way to put it, or have very reliable resources to help you out, you can do that nursing program. But if you can't do that, hold off or take a very light load. Okay. That's the, you either need to hold off or take a very light load for that first semester, okay?
Yeah, it's oh my God, it's no light load when it comes to the program.
I know.
Unfortunately.
That's why.
Yes, so.
Well, you may, and it's okay that the education system is changing too. The way they're doing everything is changing. So one of the things that might end up happening is a lot of this might end up being online, which can be better or worse for some people. But what I'm saying is no matter what, you need to really get the system down in your home before you can think of anything else. I don't feel like a decision's going to come through until September, and that may even push to October, depending on what's going on at the time. She's going to try, but she's going to have a lot of trouble proving what she needs to prove for the court, okay?
Okay, well,
thank you
so
much. I'm sorry
thank
I don't.
You.
Yeah, just be prepped. And you know, if you, I would say wait till the last minute to apply for school. Okay, you'll be able to, even if it's a last minute thing, you'll be able to do it. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much. God bless. I
oh,
love you
thank
and
you.
Be safe.
Love you too, sweetie. You too. You too. Okay, thank you so much for listening, everybody. I am out of time, but I'll be back Monday at noon to answer your questions again. Have an amazing rest of the week.